For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. Very lucky to be sitting across from Frank Turner today at the Media Compound in studios at Bonnaroo. Welcome.
Bonnaroo Festival. What a lovely festival it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's great. I was here in 2010, and I did this. I did a tiny sideshow on the Thursday night, and I broke all the strings on my guitar in the first two songs, and it was kind of a disaster. So I'm really happy to be back because I've got a chance to kind of set the record straight. Do you know what I mean? So it's good.
Well, it's a whirlwind week for you, Frank. You've been in the States, you've been back to the UK, and then back again within 48 hours.
Yes, I'm starting to suspect that my record label is actually an elaborate plot to kill me, but it's not working. I'm still alive.
Tape Deck Heart is your new one,
and
a bit of a thematic change on this one.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's funny. I'm at a point in my career, because this is my fifth studio album I've done now, and I think this comes to every band, but I sort of every now and again run into kind of old friends or old fans or whatever who, in a slightly accusatory tone of voice, go, "You've changed." To which I say, "Yeah, isn't that the idea? Who wants to remain exactly the same year on year, particularly if you're traveling around the world, playing shows, meeting new people? I want to move forward and do different things." So yeah, this is a record about change and about growing up and about heartbreak, I could say.
On your website, frank-turner.com, you say that politics is divisive and you want to make music that's inclusive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I used to be in punk rock bands and we were quite so political and that kind of thing. But it just, the thing that music, about music that fascinates me most, and this doesn't have to apply to everybody, everyone can have their own opinions about it, but for me, that moment when you've got a room full of disparate people from different places, different walks of life, all the rest of it, and they suddenly sort of come together and become like a unified group, that's fascinating to me. That's interesting. It's very powerful. And I'm interested in sort of creating that and sort of trying to gain some sort of positivity out of it, you know? And I think that if you're suddenly kind of chanting political slogans over the top of it, you break the spell, you know? Obviously, there are some bands for whom that's what they want to do. And I mean, Billy Bragg's a good friend of mine and that's what he wants to do. And I respect him enormously for it, but it's just not quite what I'm trying to do.
You're setting to tour in America with Architects and Beans on Toast.
Yeah.
And that reminds me that Americans don't really know what Beans on Toast is about.
Well, yeah, okay. Talking more broadly, because Beans is he's called Jay. Let's call him Jay. Jay is a good friend of mine from the UK. He's actually a big part of the reason I started playing acoustic music after being in punk rock bands. And he's incredible, and everyone should check out beansontoastmusic.com. But there's a fair amount of stuff in both of our songs which doesn't automatically translate, should we say, in terms of cultural references. I think more with him and Beans on Toast. We actually found out yesterday that Frank and Beans might be quite a good equivalent to Beans on Toast. Unfortunately, that was on the last day of the tour, but anyway. But I think what I would say, though, that I've been touring in the USA since 2007, and before the first time I came here, I was actually quite nervous about whether anyone here was going to understand what it was I was talking about. Songs written in suburban England, about suburban England. And I've always been pleasantly surprised, first of all, by how much kind of Anglophilia there is in this country, which is great. But I also think that, without wanting to sound too much like a hippie now, I think that there's a commonality of human experience, do you know what I mean? And people got what I was talking about straight away. And that kind of made me feel quite good about the world.
Well, we're feeling really good to talk to you today, Frank. Best wishes going forward.
Thank you, man. And I hope to be back with you guys in North Carolina very soon.